here to Mutual. Ready, go ahead.
Then listen to the adventures of Chick Carter, boy detective.
Yes, it's Chick Carter time once more. Time to listen to the adventures of the world's youngest detective. Yesterday, Inspector Cobb of the World City Police told Chick of a very puzzling murder case and asked Chick's help on it. A wealthy lawyer named David Markert was found dead on a lonely side street in World City. He had been suffocated. The murderer had laid wet $20 bills over his nose and mouth and held him until he was dead. Later, Chick, Sue, Tex, and the inspector visited the murdered man's dingy apartment. Suddenly, the phone rang and a voice asked for the dead man. Hurriedly, the voice mentioned an appointment and then hung up quickly. Now it's 10 minutes after the close of yesterday's adventure. Chick, Sue, and Tex are riding a police car down toward the dock area of World City. Let's listen.
All right, officer. Cut the siren. We're getting close to the neighborhood, and we don't want to tip the man off.
What do you make of it, Chick?
Well, obviously, the man who phoned doesn't know that Markert is dead.
No?
He's planning on meeting him somewhere along the Battery in the lower part of town.
He gave you an address, didn't he, Chick?
Yes, but he must have been scared. He hung up right afterwards before I could get the complete address.
13 Whitehall Street, something about south of someplace, wasn't it?
Yeah. We're coming into Whitehall Street now.
Gosh, he sure is a crowded neighborhood. Look at them miserable buildings.
This is the lower end of town, Tex. The Baton Island ferry boat is right down there, see? In that big building.
Yes. This is a tough waterfront neighborhood. Oh, officer, stop here, please.
Do you see number 13, Chick?
Not yet. Just don't want to arouse any suspicions. The police car's a little too conspicuous down here.
Blast my shooting eyes. Look at them houses all hunched up like that. I don't know how a body can breathe in crowded places like World City.
Officer, take the car up to the end of the street, please. And wait somewhere's out of sight. We'll get in touch with you if we need you.
Okay, Chick.
Do you know which way the numbers run, Chick?
No, we'll just walk along the street and see.
You reckon you're going to run into anything, Chick? If that fellow was scared when they phoned you, he sure enough ain't going to hang around here and wait for the police to come down.
Well, he mentioned something about instructions. I don't expect the man to be here, but perhaps there'll be something else.
I don't see any number 13 around here, Chick.
No. There ain't nothing but a lot of restaurants and some funny-looking shops and no 13.
You're wrong. Take a look across the street.
Why, Chick, there's nothing but sandwich shops and fish markets.
Yeah, that little Mexican restaurant is the biggest thing over there. And it's number 27 Whitehall Street.
Read the sign over the Mexican restaurant.
13 delicious Mexican dishes. Dine at South of the Border Cafe.
Chick, do you think that's it? The 13 in the sign above and the south part in the name of the place.
I'll bet money it is. Come on. We're going over for some genuine Mexican food and probably a whole lot more.
I guess this was a shot in the dark, Chick. There ain't nothing in this joint. Pretty mealy, if you ask me.
Well, we'll wait a few minutes more. This table is placed in a little alcove, and you can see the floor distinctly without being noticed by all the other people.
Well, everything looks perfectly harmless to me, Chick. Just a lot of people eating.
Yeah. Anyway, it seems like home to get a nice dish of tamales. Have some more, Sue.
No, thanks, Tex. The roof of my mouth is scorched now.
Hey, wait a second. This looks interesting.
Well,
look over by the door.
You mean that big fat fellow that just come in?
Yes, he's looking around. He seems to be trying to find someone.
Maybe he's looking for his wife.
No. He's going up to the cashier.
Well, there's nothing to get excited about, is there, Chick?
He's just asking the fellow with the money.
Wait. Not quite. Look.
Huh?
He's giving the man at the desk a letter.
You think perhaps he's the one the message mentioned?
Maybe. Now look, the fat man's going to the back of the restaurant. Yes, he's going up the flight of steps at the rear. Tex, I want you to do something.
Sure, what?
This is a shot in the dark, but it might work.
Huh?
I want you to go up to the desk and ask that clerk if anyone has left a letter here for Mr. David Markert.
You mean the dead feller? The one that was smothered with the $20 bills?
Right. Leave your cowboy hat here. Lawyers don't wear them in World City.
Okay, partner. I'll see what I can do. I act just like a lawyer.
Good. And if that letter is for Markert, pay your check and go out. Hurry down to the police car at the corner and wait for us.
All right. Here goes, partner. Here goes.
This looks like a very slim chance, Chick. After all, you have no proof this fat man has anything to do with the man who phoned.
Yes, I know that, Sue. There's not much doubt about this place being the one mentioned on the phone.
Look at Tex. The man at the counter is handing him the letter. You were right, Chick.
Swell. Now, let him get out.
Look, Chick.
What?
The fat man is coming back. He'll see Tex.
Oh, gosh, come on. Come on, he's seen it already.
He's snatching the letter out of Tex's hand. He's going out the door.
Come back here, you cuss. You! I'll kill you where you stand.
Now, don't shoot, Tex. Don't cause any trouble. We've proved one thing. That fat man is the man who phoned, and that letter must be pretty important stuff. Come on, after him. So, run down to the corner as fast as you can. Tell that policeman what happened. Tell him what the fat man looked like.
All right, Chick.
Hey, Chick, look. There he goes. He's heading into that ferry boat building.
Sue, tell the policeman to call headquarters, to cover the ferry building and watch for the fat man. Tell him to get a hold of the Baton Island police just in case he decides to take the boat ride and be on guard at that end.
All right, Chick. I'll get him.
You come with me, Tex.
Right.
We're going after him. We've got to find that man before he gets away.
A few minutes before Chick, Sue, and Tex raced after the fat man with the letter, in a parked sedan across the street from the Baton Island ferry and the Mexican restaurant, two men watch the people on the sidewalks. One is Chatter Zipponi, a smooth mobster, and the other is Fred Dite, a killer. Zipponi is speaking.
What time is it?
Noon time. I'm hungry.
Shut up.
Okay.
This guy Hammond ought to show up pretty soon. You deal with these Park Avenue hotshots, they go yellow on you just before things start to happen.
Yeah, maybe his watch is slow.
You got stones in your head. Mrs. Oliver figured this thing out. Hammond and Mark was all set for their part. But naturally, they had to hire me, Zipponi, to put the finishing touches on it.
How much does this job pay?
What do you care? I always give you a cut, don't I?
Yeah, sure. Only when you're working with the Park Avenue Society, boys, I like to see you get what's coming to you, boys.
I always get what's coming to me. Remember that.
When do we pull the job off?
Well, that's what we're here to find out. The instructions were mailed to Hammond. He's supposed to leave them at that Mexican joint over there for another guy to pick up and deliver to us. We bring the instructions.
Huh.
Pretty good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Keeps all this Park Avenue crumb with clean hands. Nobody knows where the orders come from.
Hey, Chatter.
Huh?
Look over by that Mexican.
Where?
There's a guy tearing out of the door. Look.
Huh? Hey, that's Hammond. Come on.
Hey, nix it, Chatter. There's two guys running after him. See? One of them's got a cowboy hat on and some fancy-looking boots.
I don't like this. Open the door. We'll find out.
You want me to stop those two guys?
Yeah, get after them. Don't shoot unless you got it.
Yeah.
What's the matter with that guy, Hammond? He's running for the ferry boat. He knows where we are.
It's going to pull out in a couple of seconds.
Get on that boat. Hurry. Don't let Hammond or those two guys get away from you. And be sure he hangs on to that envelope.
Right.
He must have it on him now. Don't let the other two guys get it.
Don't worry, Chatter. I know what to do to guys who can't mind their own business.
Well, Tex, he's on this boat. I'm positive of that. There certainly isn't a sign of him so far. We've been all over both passenger decks.
There ain't no way he could have slipped out of here, is there? I mean, off the boat.
No, we just barely leaped on the boat as it was pulling out of the pier. The fat man was ahead of us. Don't think he'd be likely to leap into the river.
No, I don't reckon so. Not with the blocks of ice floating around in it like this. How about going upstairs again for another look around?
Okay, come on. He's either hiding in one of the cars below or in the engine room, I think.
We ain't got too much time, have we, Chick? She's just about ready to pull into Baton Island now.
Well, the police will be waiting at the dock. But I want to find that man first.
Mm.
He isn't apt to get away. It's just a process of elimination.
Mighty funny way to act, partner. And let me tell you, for a fat man, he sure can't run.
Yeah. They've cut the motors of the boat already.
Yeah.
We've got to work fast.
All the people are commencing to go up to the front of the boat.
Yes, we've got to... There he is,
Captain. Yeah.
Look, he's been in the life preserver cabinet on the side.
Yeah?
See? He's easing the door open. Come on.
With pleasure.
He hasn't seen us yet. We can surprise him.
He's heading for the dock. And he's going mighty fast. Knows somebody must be laying for him.
Come on, fast. Don't make any noise.
Matt.
Don't want to cause any scene. Now, just a minute. Not so fast there, please.
Why, I don't know you.
I'm sorry, but I have to talk to you.
What is this? A hold-up? Let go of me.
Now, there might be a hold-up at that. But I'm not holding you up, mister. Now listen to reason for a minute.
Take your hands off me. I'm a respectable businessman, and I'm not in the habit of being accosted by strangers on ferry boats. And if you're trying to panhandle, I'll turn you over to a guard. Now make up your mind. Are you going to let me alone?
Don't get excited. I've got to talk to you.
I won't let him get away, Chick.
Oh, so you've got your gang with you, eh? Well, you won't get away with this. There are a lot of people around, and I'll just make an outcry.
Go ahead and make your outcry, if you dare.
Just what do you mean by that?
You know perfectly well what I mean.
It's getting awful tough for a guy who just don't want to be talked to, appears to me.
You're absolutely right, Tex. Well, how about it, mister? Will you listen to a little sensible conversation, or shall we save you the trouble and call the police?
Why, I don't understand. There's no use getting the police, I guess. I just was startled. You know, you run into a lot of strange people these days. Well, I'm a man who minds my own business. All right. Tell me, what is this all about, and then I'm getting out of here. I'm in a hurry.
We're representing the police department. You snatched a letter from this man here in that Mexican restaurant back in World City. May I see it?
Certainly not. This letter is intended for a friend of mine, Mr. Market. This person here tried to steal it. I had every right to take it away from him.
Perhaps you didn't know that Mr. Market was murdered last night.
No. Oh, no, it can't be true.
Yes, it's true, but it hasn't been released to the papers yet. Now, look, there are policemen waiting at the pier. They'd like to talk to you about Marker. Apparently, you intended to meet him last night.
Why, yes, I did. I sent him a note, a business arrangement, but good heavens, murdered. It's fantastic.
Well, come on, we'll talk it over when we have a little more privacy.
You want I should go ahead and get the police, Dick?
We'll find them as soon as we get off.
Do I understand that I'm being put under arrest?
No, not at all. We'd just like to talk to you. Now, there's nothing to get excited about. If you're innocent, you have nothing to worry about. You know that.
Better hurry, Chick. Most of the people are off the boat.
All right, you guys. Let go of that fat boy.
Don't move, Tex.
That's right, pal. Don't move. And you stay where you are, cowboy.
Well, what is this?
You got that letter on you?
Yes.
Good. All right now, you two guys. I got a gun in your back. If you know what's good for you, you get inside that closet and stay there and stay quiet. I can rid you awful fast if you try anything.
Well, we'd be glad to. We'd just go right along like this. Just a little bit further. Now, see what you can do about this,
you crumb. I told you not to try anything.
Grab him, Tex. Quick, get his gun. Get him and get away.
No, you don't. Get back, you guys. Get back. Run, fat boy, run. I gotta see that you're taken care of.
Run, Tex. We've gotta stop them.
Get back, you guys. Get back.
Stop, Tex. He's gonna shoot.
That'll take care of the two wise guys. Come on, my fat friend. That letter you're carrying is mighty important to the boss. We gotta see that you're well taken care of. And I don't want no cops sticking their nose in either.
What has happened to Chicken Tex? Have the mad gunman's shots injured them? Or have they escaped? And what's the secret of the envelope which the fat man is carrying? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the Adventures of Chick Carter, Boy Detective.
Mutual to YOU, that is all. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same wavelength, same time. YOU to Mutual, your message received. We'll be waiting for you. Signing off.
Chick Carter, Boy Detective, is heard every weekday afternoon at this same time over most of these stations. Ken Powell speaking.